Welcome to Mind Body Pause with Charlie Kale. Holistic living for you and your animals. You found your happy place to nurture your connection to animals with enlightening information from the innovators who make their world a better place. This is Mind Body Pause on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, fellow animal lover, Charlie Kale.
Hello, and welcome to Mind Body Pause, holistic living for you and your animals. Thank you for being here. This is show number 28, part one of a two-part chat about communication with all life and energy healing for animals with Joan Ranquet. I'm Charlie Kale, a passionate dog and cat mom, broadcaster, and Reiki master and practitioner in San Francisco at Energy Healing for People and Paws. I do distant healings for humans or animals over the phone or Skype, as well as in-person appointments, because energy transcends space and time. Find out more at charliekale.com. This is your safe place to honor animals, where we will nurture our connection to them mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and metaphysically. My guest is a real pioneer in the subjects of animal communication and energy healing. She is one of my heroines, and it's a huge honor to get some time with her because she's so busy talking and teaching all over the world. She's an animal communicator, TEDx speaker, educator, and Hay House author who has worked with hundreds of thousands of pet owners, trainers, barn managers, and vets. I'm the bar manager. In 2009, she founded CWALU, that is Communication with All Life University, for animal communicators and energy healers. You have seen her on TV, on Dateline NBC, The Today Show, Good Morning America, Animal Planet, and many more. She lives in Southern California with her horses, dogs, and cats, and donates her time toward animal rescue missions, therapeutic riding centers, and raising funds for organizations that aid natural disasters and endangered species. Welcome, Joan Ranquet.
Thank you. It's so great to be here with you. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Joe, you're also an award-winning playwright, screenwriter, and actress before you became so prevalent in the animal world. So you have always set the bar high for yourself and manifested several of your dreams. And you go with your heart and put your passion out in the world.
I do. Sometimes it's a little scary, but what else am I going to do?
Don't you think that's kind of something the animals are trying to remind us to do ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, they certainly don't sit and, you know, go back and forth about some. I mean, they might in a minute, like, should I jump in the lake or not? But, you know, then they jump in the lake. But, yeah, I think it's really important to honor that part of ourselves that is just really, you know, is alive right now.
Exactly. Being, not doing.
Yeah.
You are the author of one of my favorite books. To me, it's the Bible of energy medicine. It's called Energy Healing for Animals. And it's such a great overview of energy healing modalities for people to understand better for use on humans as well as animals. And before I ask you how hard that book was to write, I want to know, what the heck is happening to my favorite book cover? That's the best cover in the world, a German shepherd reaching out its paw to a human hand. Why is your publisher changing the cover?
Apparently they didn't get the rights to it again, or it's not available again.
Oh, for heaven's
sake.
But
if you still, like, I literally have gone and I bought a few that I will never get rid of just because, you know,
because
I love the original. Yeah.
I know. It just, you know, having a German shepherd myself, and I know you grew up riding horses with a friend's German shepherd. German shepherds are so special to us. Okay,
and
now
my horse, my dog Olivia that I lost 3 years ago, she was half border collie, a quarter German shepherd, and a quarter Rottweiler, but she looked like a black German shepherd. So, yeah, no, I'm very partial to the German shepherd breed.
Isn't that funny how publishers do that? I didn't realize that once you had rights to a picture for a cover, it only lasted for a certain amount of time. So they're apparently going through a reprint, and to reprint it, they had to reestablish the rights?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations on it going through a reprint. That part's really good.
Thank you. Yeah, that is good.
Now let's go to the contents of it. How hard was that book to write? It is so comprehensive.
You know what? I have to tell you, it was, I think it was 4 years, three editors, two boyfriends, and a lot of coffee.
No wine?
Well, there was wine. There was wine.
Thank God. Okay, good.
At the end of the day, there was wine.
Okay, but, good.
No, it was hard. When I say that it was hard, it was a lot. It was a lot to, a lot to do. It was a lot of, you know, it was like taking everything I'd ever known or used and trying to organize it, right? Like, how do you organize that? And so that's what took, I mean, I think my brain broke in the process. Okay.
Well, and it's not just that you know it, but then you have to authenticate it and back it up with, you know, this and that and studies and facts, and then research it to make sure you got exactly correct.
Yeah. And then something really funny happened as a result of it. I had done EFT, emotional freedom technique, for years on myself and with clients. Like, maybe if a human and their dog went outside and the dog got attacked, and then the dog became the type of dog that started attacking other dogs, and I would tap with the human. And in about 2006 or so, I tried tapping on animals, and I started doing then both, tapping on the human and the animal. So at some point when I was writing the book, I thought, who is the best person that does EFT tapping on people and animals? And I really couldn't find anyone. And I thought, wow, I'm going to fill that niche then, because this is too good a modality to go without having, you know, kind of an authority on it. And the other thing I love about it is it's basically an energetic body work. And when we think of animals and energy, it's really easy to look at like, oh, well, of course they like energy, but they have to be touched on some level. They need the physical reassurance of touch when we're in some sort of a healing modality, because often their biggest thing is they just need to be grounded. So, you know, by touching them, by having energetic body works, we're really able to like speed the process up in a way that we can't get to with just energy work. And so I went a little crazy with EFT, and now I teach it everywhere, and it's great fun.
It kind of seems like one of your favorite energy techniques.
It is. It is that and the scalar wave are my two favorite. But yeah,
yes, I would have said that was your second. Yes. And I've done tapping on my German Shepherd on the 4th of July, right before the fireworks were going to be going off. And it made all the difference in the world. It helped her calm down and stay upstairs on her dog bed instead of running downstairs and hiding in the dark, hiding against a door. So, I mean, it really does make a difference. And most people know what tapping is, EFT, emotional freedom technique, but just in case anyone doesn't, would you like to explain it just a little bit?
Sure. What it is it's tapping with your, you know, just with your fingers on specific acupressure points that are connected to the meridians that are also, those meridians are connected to an organ system, and those organ system in Chinese medicine have an emotional quality. So if, you know, like some of the points that you're tapping on are bladder points or stomach points. So anytime you have any sort of anxiety, the stomach is going to be upset, you know, so starting to tap on and calm the system down on specific things like the stomach points, you just can't help but to start to see an animal calm down. And they don't have a belief system about it either. So they're not going to say, oh, that's not going to work. Whereas, you know, their human counterparts can be doubting Thomas's.
And that is so true. And That's what is so wonderful about energy medicine. With animals, they're not looking at you saying, "Oh, really? You know, the latest thing I read didn't say that it helped." So, no, they're just open to whatever's going on. It either helps or it doesn't, and they're just open to it. So if it's going to help, it will.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So explain the scalar wave.
Well, what it is it's bringing a wave of energy into a unified field, bringing that wave of energy of unity, I guess you could say, into the energy field of the human or animal. And whenever you're looking at some sort of a disobedience, naughty behavior, or some sort of a illness, health challenge, you're looking at basically a chaos pattern. Like cancer is a chaos pattern. Mm-hmm. Even the cold is a chaos pattern. So by bringing a standing wave of energy into the system, you can't help but to move that chaos out of the way.
Ah, okay. So it's a different form of streamlining and getting energy to flow, releasing blocks and getting energy to flow.
Yeah, and there's three parts to it. So it's like we run energy, and that's the first. I always say that the first two parts of it, running energy, where you're just like moving through the body and running the energy, has a that can already start to heal because it is making the energy, allowing the energy to flow. And it's also a diagnostic, right? You're going to see where the energy is stuck. And then the next phase of it is you're going to clear the chakras. So as you're moving through each of the chakras, again, you're healing, and you're also kind of a little bit using that as a diagnostic to see where things might be stuck. And then as you bring the energy in at the end, the scalar wave, then you've moved everything out of the way and created a perfect, basically zero point energy system where the energy then is allowed to just move through. And then, I've taken it lots of different directions in terms of even almost feeling like a psychic surgery. You go in and you alleviate things or move things around, or like in the case of a collapsed lung, like almost like going in and reinflating it. And then you fill it back up again with more of the scalar energy.
It's so interesting to me. Yeah. Because with the way you describe that, you could be describing many different modalities about the way they do it, but they all are just a little different, maybe come from a different, I don't know if I want to say source, because to me, everything comes from source energy, divine energy. But it comes through in a different way, and you tap into it in a different way and then use it in a slightly different way. I mean, like you could have been describing Reiki with the way I go through and do Reiki. I'm sure other people say, that sounds like them using Qigong, and other people would be like, well, yeah, that's what I do with acupuncture when I work on it. Interesting. I mean, but it's all just a little different. And I think it's whatever resonates with you the most and what you're able to just, what fits you like a glove and you're able to respond to and use well.
Yeah. And I've been teaching that for about almost 20 years now. So.
Oh, wow.
21 years.
Yeah, I remember you have a little chart on your book, different with the energy healing, things you can do at home and teach yourself and things you don't, things you can't. And mm-hmm. I remember some of them, such as Reiki, which I didn't even, when I first bought your book, I didn't even know what Reiki was. And I remember seeing that one and go, oh, must be attuned by a practitioner. Nah. Next thing, moving on. Mm-hmm. and then I was trying desperately to find things to heal my animals, which I'm constantly doing. But I remember I bought Kathleen Prasad's book about animal Reiki and got through the first chapter. Oh, this stuff looks good. Second chapter says, of course, you can't do this at home without being attuned by a practitioner. I'm like, toss the book in a pile, read it later. And then here I am, a Reiki master now. So the universe kicks you in the head and says, hello, there's a reason you were reading that. There's a reason you responded to that and resonated with it, because for whatever, you know, it works for you. So get over there and do it. And then you have to listen.
Yeah. I'm
sorry,
the one thing though, I would say, I was going to say that I always say that all energy modalities and technologies share one thing, and that is intention. But that intention is what binds all the modalities together and makes them work.
Yes, absolutely. I'm talking with Joan Grenquette, animal communicator, author, and university founder, which we're going to talk about too. Find out more at joanrenquette.com. Joan, you really started an amazing endeavor. I mean, I think if you thought the book was, you know, knocking your head into the ground, starting your own university, this is a first of its kind. Your university, which is online and in person, and eventually you want to build it into also physical campuses as well, like an actual, you know, with buildings on a campus. So it's divided basically into two main categories: animal communication and healing energy healing for animals. And then you have a third support category, Animal Business Academy, to help people build and grow their profession. So,
yeah, and actually there's one more piece to it. So I think of it as like, if you look at a peace sign or a pie with three equal pieces, there's animal communication, energy healing. And then the third category to me is really the nature and wildlife. And I have more and more content that will be coming out about that, because, as you know, I take people on wildlife trips. So I'm creating a lot of content for people that will never get to travel but still want to feel like they're part of conservation or saving the planet. So it's actually got three parts, and then the overlighting thing for each of them is the business, Animal Business Academy.
Yeah. And I mean, and you have it set up to try to be able to reach everybody where they can start with workshops online and then graduate to them in person if they can. But you also have online intensives and then in-person intensives, which I swear to God, Joan, someday I'm going to manifest it. And it's going to be someday soon.
I know.
I am trying to make that happen. All of your courses just look so fascinating and so in depth. And then you just branched out into the product world by co-creating your own CBD oil with veterinarian Dr. Jill Todd.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that later too. And I may have to keep you for a second session to even get to that, because that's important. It's up and coming these days too. And there are do's and don'ts. There are ones you should stay away from, and then there are the ones you can accept with full faith, knowing that it's pure. But but back to your university. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, I like, I actually have it in a college. It's in Stevens College in Columbia, Missouri. So that's a small private women's college that I went to, and it's got a big equestrian department, and it has a, they've got a little scholarship if you want to, live with a foster, because it's one of the first pet friendly dorms, campuses.
Oh.
So anyway, my spring of 2020, I already have my code for the school. I've been teaching there as an adjunct professor, teaching animal communication and EFT for about 3 years. And now I can't be an adjunct professor anymore. They have to start taking my school. So
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Gosh. And I taught, that's amazing.
I know, it's crazy. And I'm opening the school internationally too. So it's all starting to happen.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's so exciting. And I know you're certifying teachers too, because you're only one person, even though you seem like many. You clearly don't get much sleep, or I mean clearly, because you're so busy.
You know what? I've been really good about I just got back from Hawaii and then Seattle, but normally during the week I'm pretty good about like just going to bed early and being well behaved. It's later in the week that I get a little naughtier and like, I'm going to stay up crazy. But, you know, I have to sleep because I'm doing a lot.
You definitely are. And you are a lot out into the world. But it's not, staying up late is not naughty. Hello. we all need to give ourselves a break and not call it naughty, you know?
No, but I love to get in bed with the gang, with all my cats and dogs.
Oh, isn't that the best? So how many do you have?
I have two dogs and four cats and two horses.
And you've grown
up. I would bring the horses in the house.
Inside, right? Of course you would. I was going to say, you've grown up with horses. You've had some of your biggest, deepest, most painful lessons taught to you by horses over the years.
Definitely. Definitely.
What is it about horses? I can understand why they would be distrustful of humans. Unfortunately, we all have to be distrustful of humans. I don't know. It's like they don't want to accept things from people as readily.
It's the predator prey relationship. So they actually do accept a lot from us, but the trick is, we have to kind of step into who we are in order to be the best we can be with them. I mean, if you think about horses, people love to say that dog is man's best friend, and I'm sitting here with Delilah right now as we speak, and I think she's my best friend, but I also know that animals, that dogs in particular, have been they are opportunists, and they figured out pretty quickly that if they moved into the cave and protected the cave, that they would get fed. So they're smart. Cats chose to be friends with us, and we were lucky. But horses built civilization with us. They built it with us, willingly. And so you just have to earn their trust. And once you do, you know, you literally can move a mountain with them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're so strong and majestic and wise. Mm-hmm. All animals are in their own way. But, yeah, horses have a special deep inner knowing and wisdom. And then when they can trust you with it, wow, you're gold.
Yeah,
all right.
True.
Joan, there's so much more I want to get to with you. I want to talk about your tours. I want to talk about why you're a dorka and a dippy. I want to talk about animal communication. I want to bring up your CBD oil. So I'm going to keep you on for part two. But while we wrap up part one, we're down to the last minute. What one last thing would you like to impress upon everyone?
I think the main thing is that everybody is an animal communicator, and that if you just take the time to get quiet, you know, you can definitely hear what's going on or feel into what's going on with them. And at the very least, if you're conscious about your thoughts and actions, you can actually influence your household by kind of slowing down your process and taking the time to if you can't receive information, at least be a good sender.
It's a perfect perfect introduction to what we're going to talk about next in part two. But as we wrap up part one, thank you, Joan Ranquette, author of the books.
Thank you.
Energy Healing for Animals and Communication with All Life. Find about her workshops, her online courses, her tours, speaking engagements, and her university, CWALU. And she's even got a free ebook at joanranquette.com. That's JoanRanquette.com. And thanks for hanging out with me on Mind, Body, Paws, Holistic Living for You and Your Animals. I'm Charlie Cahill. Check out my Reiki business, Energy Healing for People in Paws, for in-person sessions or distant healing sessions over the phone or on Skype for people or animals at CHARLYKAYLE.com, CharlieCahill.com. You can find past shows on there too, as well as on my page at Empower Radio. Special thanks to Brent Carey, the founder and CEO of Empower Radio, and Remy Smith, who's been figuring out that brand new studio in Detroit. Take care and remember that no matter what's going on with your animals, don't beat yourself up thinking you could have done better, because you're doing the best you can. They know it. They chose you anyway, and they love you for it. Mind, Body, Paws is a guilt-free zone. See you next time.